The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century.
My father's starting any dirty work around here. I won't wait for the fight. I'll marry Duke Carter right now.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
I will, too.
Quiet.
Don't you tell me to be quiet.
Quiet.
Yes, sir.
If your father starts any underhanded stuff, we can be just as underhanded as he can.
Sure, honey. Don't you worry none. We're used to fighting stiffy cats.
I say, here they come.
Boy, will you look at it.
Jacqueline. Do you know these men?
No, where do they come from?
They don't work on the ranch?
No, I've never seen them in my life before.
Uh-huh. And they're a couple of ringers your father's imported.
Well, that shows you. That proves he's not playing fair.
Well, never mind that. Let's see what they have to say. Well, come on over. What are you standing there for?
Oh, so you want us to come over?
That's what I said, wasn't it?
So we come over. What about it?
What's your name?
Benny. Take it or leave it. This here's Mud.
Mud what?
Mud Puddle, probably.
Oh, wise guy, huh?
Oh, I've been around some.
Say, you two, where did you come from?
Hey, Mud, a skirt. That's great.
I asked you where you came from. You don't belong on this ranch.
A skirt with venom.
With what?
With venom. You don't know what venom is? Where's your education?
I said you didn't belong on this place.
She says we don't belong on this place, Mud. And after the old man giving us 200 smackers to come all the way from Reno.
Oh, so Ross brought you down from Reno.
He'll catch on quick, Johnny.
Well, why did he bring you here?
He wired Reno. He needed a couple of smart sparring partners for a fighter. So the chief of police said he'd let us two boys out of the can if we'd get out of the state. So we accepted the proposition.
Hey, you fellas just get out of Calaboose?
Yeah. It wasn't much of an assignment, though. We was only in for 3 months.
I say, what were you incarcerated for?
Hey, Mud, did you hear that? Or is my ears deceiving?
You'll have to talk plain United States to these mugs, Reggie. He wants to know what you was in for.
For beating up 5 policemen.
Oh, look here. You 2 men beat up 5 policemen?
That's the plain truth, Percy.
I say, what did you call me?
The Wade was Percy.
It's quiet. I just wanted to be sure. Atta kid, Reggie.
Hey, Mud, you see that? He popped me on a chin.
Well, I say, hey, ain't you hurt at all?
No. And it is mighty fortunate for him I ain't, because when I am hurt, I am a dangerous brute.
You're a brute, all right.
Sheriff, did you see that, Jack? And I really hit him, too.
Yes. This looks like something new in fighting men. Is Mud as good as taking it that you are? How about it, Mud?
Don't ask Mud to talk. It hurts him.
Yeah? Well, what's the matter?
His esophagus later than I got.
You mean he can't talk?
Oh, he can whisper. I've been telling him for years, can't he, to get him sooner or later.
Boy, if this ain't a pair, I never seen any.
So you've come down to be Reggie's sparring partners.
Who's this here Reggie?
I am.
You mean Mud or me come all the way down from Reno on account of that person?
Now, see here, Benny. I'm getting pretty sick of your implications.
You know, boys, he talks like his mouth was full of syrup. Sweet, I call it.
And well, you heard me, and the next time I hit you, it won't be for fun.
The next time you hit me, chum, I'm going to tear a leg off of you and shove it down your throat.
Well, if you're going to be Reggie's sparring partner, go into the other room and get into a pair of trunks.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, but that's what we come for. Come on, Bud, let's go peel.
Mr. Packard, are you going to put Reggie up against that man?
That's the only way we'll find out what he's got.
Why do you care what he's got? The only man Reggie's supposed to fight is Big Sweet.
What about it, Reggie?
Well, I say, no, I'd like to guard him. I've never seen a chappie who could stand up under a punch like that.
Yeah, I didn't even make him blink.
Well, better go get into some trunks.
Yes, righto. Only take half a minute.
I think you're crazy. You don't know what that man has up his sleeve. If my father sent all the way to Reno for him, he's got some good reason for it.
Exactly. And I want to know what that reason is.
Well, I think it's dangerous.
Well, why are you so sure about that, Sugar?
Because I know my father.
Honey, you sure enough ain't giving your papa much credit for fair and square shooting.
Square shooting? My father? Oh, how do you suppose he got $1 million and a 40,000-acre ranch? Not by giving his opponents the breaks.
Then you really think that your father would stoop to putting Reggie out of the fight if he had any doubts at all about Big Sweet winning?
I know he would. More important to father to win this fight than you realize.
You mean on account he don't want you to marry Duke Carter so much?
Oh, what does he care about me marrying Duke Carter?
Well, he sure sounds like he cared a heap when you mentioned Duke's name.
Well, he doesn't. Not really. He's against me about Duke just like he's against me in everything I want to do. Not because he cares, but because he enjoys it when we're yelling at each other.
Well, will you listen at that? Jack, I'm beginning to get the idea that Jackie's pappy is just a plain old he-sippy cat. Do you like him, huh?
Of course I like him. He's the only father I got. Besides, it's nice having somebody around you can get things out of.
You can get things out of your old man?
Sure, I can yell louder and longer than he can.
Man, oh man, what a life you two must lead up yonder in that big house. It reminds me of the time that my cousin Winnie Mae...
Never mind Winnie Mae just now, Doc.
What you mean, never mind Winnie Mae?
I just never mind Winnie Mae.
But I don't like you saying never mind Winnie Mae. Winnie Mae is my blood cousin on my mama's side, and it ain't chivalrous for anybody to go saying never mind my blood cousin on my mama's side.
Doc.
Well, dadgummit, Jack...
Will you shut up? Your mouth runs like a leaky faucet when you get started.
But son, when I got something to say...
You haven't. You just forgot to turn off your mouth.
Well, that ain't a pretty thing to say.
We've got way off the subject. Reggie and Benny will be back here in a minute.
And don't forget Mud.
No, I'm not forgetting Mud. Now to get back to what we were talking about. Jacqueline, you said your marriage wasn't the important thing in this fight. Then why does your father want Big Sweet to win so badly?
Because right now he's got the reputation of owning the two best amateur fighters in the country.
Big Sweet and Little Sweet.
And if Reggie whips Big Sweet, his best fighter, then everybody will laugh at him. And my father'd rather sell me across the border than be laughed at.
I think your old man's crazy.
Well, he's certainly crazy on the subject of fighting. And I'm warning you, don't let Reggie go up against this Benny person. There's a trick in it.
Look here now, Miss Ross.
Hey, Reggie, did you hear what Jackie just said?
He's quite. I think she's making too badly much of it.
I don't see how he can hurt you much with nothing but his bare hands.
I'm jolly well certain he can't.
Well, what about this Mud person?
Oh, he ain't going to be doing nothing but standing quiet on the sideline.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. On account of I'm going to be standing right alongside of him to see he don't.
And I'll be standing by to jump in and stop any dirty work that might be dangerous. Hold it. Here they come.
Go, go. Will you look at the build on that Benny hombre?
I say, I've got it. Benny's no fighter, he's a wrestler.
Yeah?
That's it. A dirty wrestler. So that's their game.
Well, what do you mean, Jack?
Catch you off guard, wrench your back, break your arm before you realize what he's up to.
Why, the double crossing old...
Hold it. You all ready to go, Benny?
I didn't come out here to spar with my shadow.
Well, come here a minute.
Say, you're always telling me to come here. How about you coming to me sometime?
Never mind that. You're a wrestler, aren't you?
A wrestler? Me?
Yes, you.
Now, ain't that a funny thing to say?
Don't try to kid me. You're no more a fighter than Lady Godiva.
Well, you don't see me riding no horse, do you?
Are you going to stand up and fight, or are you going to use a flying tackle and try to butt him to death with your head?
I'll fight my way, and he could fight his way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's going to be rough and tumble, Reggie. You want it?
I say, I haven't had a good rough and tumble bout since I took on Captain Jenkins aboard the Lady Mary.
Oh, golly, I wish you wouldn't.
Hey!
You chuck me under the chin, will you?
Oh, be out of your fight, Jack.
You
Dempsey.
Great big lug!
Yeah, I ain't never seen no skate with such venom. Cute stuff.
I told you to keep your hands off me!
I say, old fellow, don't touch that girl again.
Well, if it ain't Percy himself.
Boy, oh, boy, Reg, what a sock.
But I say, it didn't faze him.
Well, anyway, you made him shake his head.
Look out, Reggie. Get out in the center of the ring.
I said the next time you bopped me, I was going to tear off your leg.
Well, come and tear it off, then.
Look out, Reggie. He's going to dive right... Oh!
Good work, Reggie. He missed your mile.
Let on his face in the splint.
Come on. Stop squatting there, you. Get up and fight.
Hey, look out. Look out.
Hey. Hey, and then they're down. Get on top, Reggie. Get on top.
You. Get your finger out of my eye.
Oh, said so.
Now you'll keep it out of my eye.
Roll over, Reggie. Roll over.
Yeah, she says to roll over.
Right
Come on, boy. Come on there, son.
You're doing it. You're doing it, Reggie.
Get on your feet, Reggie. Get on your feet.
Now get up.
You bet you.
And try this.
He's down. He's down.
He's up again.
You want some more?
Boogie, he's down again.
Get up on your feet.
Yes, certainly. You ain't hurting me none.
How is that? So...
That's it, Reggie. Keep going.
Here. That's enough of this.
Whatever you say, Jack.
Well, Benny, what do you think of Reggie now?
Hey, that kid's all right. Too bad he ain't got no power behind his blows, though.
What you mean he ain't got no power? He sure knocked you for a mess of loops.
Well, me, I ain't got no use for a mug that can't beat my ears off, see?
Benny, you're sure one tough hombre.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.